Great day, amazing humans, and welcome to Thriving Thursdays. It's an Own Your Thrive podcast exclusive. Are you ready for chewable inspiration? I think so. So let the show begin.
Welcome, amazing humans, to another Thriving Thursday with AKT and Gabby. I'm so excited to be back here today with you and with Gabby to share another tip. I don't actually know what this episode will unfold, but very excited about it. So over to you, Gabby.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited. I just want to get right into it because I know that's what our listeners want to hear. We want to hear from you. All right. So today's topic is stepping out of worry. Okay. So here's the thing. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. When we look at you and your life and what you post on social media, people might think and see, oh, she's got a perfect life. It's all positive. But it's not. Typically social media can really, right? It can really hinder us from showing everyone our true selves and our true lives. And let's be honest, you have challenges, you have adversity, you have issues. But what's different is that you're able to step out of your worry, okay? So what we want to know is, how do you deal with worry and stress in your life?
Ooh, I actually, I'm enjoying this topic because worry and stress is something that can hit us every day, and it can come in a moment that we're not even expecting. And I have I can't even remember where I got it from, but it was something I wrote down so long ago about worry, which is, the best way out of worry is to step into certainty. Mm. And so that's what I do. And I know, and for the listeners, I'm going to make it so easy for you, right? So let's just say you're worried about something, and I don't know what it is. It could be, are you going to get the job? But it, typically, when you're worried about something, it's something that is not in your current present moment. It is something that is further in the future, which you have really no control over. Because we don't even know what is guaranteed ahead of us, right? And so I always say the best way to, step out of that worry that you might have is to step into certainty as quickly as, or as easily as, doing things like, what's your name? Well, my name is Akichi. How old are you? I'm 40. When were you born? When were you born? September 8th, 1972. What's your mom's name? Oh, it's Bernadette. What's your dad's name? That's Peter. What's your life? Like, it's quickly just getting yourself back into things that you know about. And because your mind doesn't necessarily know if what you're now telling yourself is that thing that we're worried about a minute ago, right? So just get your mind back to a present state where everything that you have learned or known or have experienced up until that moment already lives inside of you, and you can call it up because there's so much stuff that you do know. And then that way it's really about eliminating, the worry about things you don't know. So, and it's easy. And then what happens is your state changes. And then suddenly you might get to a clarity. You're like, why am I even worrying about that? Because it's like a month away. And I'm killing my joy. I'm killing my opportunity to thrive in this moment. And it just brings you back to clarity so quickly. So again, it is the best way to step out of worry is to step into certainty. And I'm not even talking about certainty of what it is that you're worrying about, unless you're that skilled. I'm just talking about, just start to look around you and say, what color am I wearing? Oh, I'm wearing yellow. What am I holding? My phone. Or, who am I talking, who's around me? And then name the people's names. What's my name? What's my birth date? What's my husband's name? What's my children's name? Just start to ask yourself, tell to yourself with a bunch of things that you know about. And here's the thing. Not only can you do that for yourself, but you could do that for people that are in your corner, that are in your environment. So if you're a leader, or if you're a friend or a mom or whatever, and somebody is worried, and it could be about, with grief or whatever it is, just for a moment, just all they need is that snap back into reality, right? And so to ask them, I'm going to just bring you back to a place of certainty, right? Which is the things that you actually do know about. And then that way you'll get back to clarity, and you'll actually then be able to clearly focus on what is the next best step forward. So, and then the one I like about stress is the best way out of stress is to create structure. And so I recognize, I can feel it in my body when I feel stressed. So like it was probably maybe last weekend where I woke up and my body felt stressed. Like I actually felt stressed. And I made the decision that I was going to get up and I was going to continue with my morning routine, no matter what I felt, and go to the gym and work out. And I knew what exercise I was going to do, because it was in my plan already, and I did it and I felt good through it. And then when I finished, I was in a different state. And so I do find that when I'm feeling stressed in my life, and if I really sit and think about it, it's because whatever structures I put, like the routines, the habits, the structures I put in place, is either one, it's broken. I might have missed doing something. I might have given up on something. But I also recognize that it may not be the structure that I need, or the support system that I need, or the habits that I need to support what's going on in my life right now. And last year was a great example. Last year I competed. I was, I'm an executive. I have a pretty busy job, and then I have my side hustle, and I was, entering these speaking competitions, and I was really on the speaker circuit a lot last year, and there was just so much demand on me, that I, when I started to feel stressed, I had to stop, and I had to realize, okay, the structure that was working before, when maybe I wasn't getting ready for a competition, can't support this now added element into my life. And so therefore I either have to drop something, or I have to create better structure, which means I might need to get more support from the people around me. I might have to, be very, very, create boundaries in my life, but it's about the awareness that whatever structure was holding you together before no longer supports the weight that you have right now on it. So yeah, so the best way out of stress is to create better structure.
That and is wonderful. Well, you just said create stressors, create better structure, create boundaries. And, that's really what it is we're in charge, right? We're in the ones that are in charge to do that creation. That's excellent.
Right, right. And then it gets you back into your thrive. And like let's just, what it feels like to thrive. And so you then, when you're not thriving, then it's either stressed or you're worried about something, And do any of those two things. And I just try it. Here's my thing I say to everybody. Just try it.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm not here to harm you. I'm here to teach love, not fear. So just try it. I promise you to try it.
So what's one thing that you think someone listening to this right now can do this week to help them mitigate their stress and worry? One thing.
So I would say that you are going to either come in contact with somebody in your tribe, or maybe at your workplace, or somewhere that is either going to tell you they're worried about something or they're stressed. Because unfortunately, it's so prevalent in our society today. And share. When you learn, you teach. When you get, you give. And when you learn, you teach, right? Just share.
Right.
Share this tidbit. Either share this. And like, I'm not trying to, yes, I am trying to put this podcast out there. Yes. So share this podcast with them. But better yet, share what you learned. Share where you learned from me. Because it's not about taking what I said verbatim, but I dropped something in you. There's a way that you're going to remember this concept that I shared with you, and share it with them. Give back to them. Yeah.
Love it.
So pay the
share
sport,
what
pay
you learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pay it forward. Share what you learned. Perfect. Thank you very much.
I love it.
Lightning interview.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love you, listeners. I thank you for tuning in. I hope you're thriving. I know you're thriving now. And I look forward to seeing you back here in 2 weeks with Gabby and I as we celebrate Thriving Thursdays. But for now, we're out.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.